One of the things that God dealt with me and convicted me about during the meetings with Brother Stevens was prayer. And if you want, the title tonight is Pray About Everything. I want to read a hymn. I was going to sing it, but with Eileen not here tonight, and I don't know it very well either, so I figured we'd best just do it this way. It's number 117, if you want to follow along. Pray about everything. Once I was burdened with many a care, problems too hard for my weak soul to bear. Then in God's name came a message so clear, pray about everything. Prayer is a wonderful treasure. Prayer is a wonderful thing. Blessings all ours without measure. So pray about everything. Ask of your Father, he loveth to please. Unlock his treasure, he gives us the keys. Claiming this promise, I drop to my knees. Pray about everything. Doubting and fretting can only bring shame. Worry and fear will dishonor his name. Go to your Savior, his promise to claim. Pray about everything. Riches in Jesus, abundant and free, need in our work or whatever it be, ours for the asking, this only his plea. Pray about everything. Prayer is a wonderful treasure. Prayer is a wonderful thing. Blessings, all ours without measure. Pray about everything. What's it mean to pray about everything? Yeah. He says, you have not, in James 4:2, because you ask not. Colossians 4, verse 2. And maybe you folks got a handle on this, and you're not as thick-headed as I am, but we'll look at it anyway. He says, Colossians 4:2. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, or verse 6, excuse me. Philippians 4, 6. Be careful for nothing, but in all the big things, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Matthew 7, 7. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And Brother Stevens challenged us to ask. So I said, okay, God, I've been lax in this thing. I'm going to start asking about some things that I just kind of figure out, you'll take care of it. That's not what God said, is it? He said to ask. So, okay, God, I'm going to start asking you for some things. And Eileen gave a testimony this morning about providing that dryer. And I even thought to pray about that. Okay, God, we need this thing. And I don't know what to do. We'd looked at new ones and didn't really like the price tag that came along with them. And so I was looking on Craigslist, and there were some decent deals on there, but I couldn't get anybody to respond to me. I said, what's going on here, God? Okay. Well, I'm asking, and I'm going to wait. And then I stopped by over at Habitat for Humanity there in Bellefonte, and they had some brand new ones there for about half the price of some new ones. and some pretty fancy ones with this little hose attachment where it steams it and all kinds of neat stuff like that and everything, which is what she wanted, which I didn't know, but God did. Right? Amen? And God provided, didn't he? Ask, and it shall be given you. But there's more to the story, as Paul Harvey says. But let's look at a couple more verses here. Hebrews chapter 4. And you'll probably like the rest of the story, Pam. Hebrews chapter 4. Verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Ask him, come boldly. Here's what I need, Lord. Which you already know, but you've told me I need to tell you. So I'm telling you, God. I need this. Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 5. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Not with plan B up and ready and waiting. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. That's what prayer is doing, is acknowledging God in all my ways. About this dryer that I need, or maybe about figuring out why the vacuum cleaner is not working. But you know, how oftentimes we just dismiss those little things. Oh, I got this one, God. You just relax. You've been working hard lately. You know, I can handle this. No. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And I've been trying to do that. And we saw what God did. As Wednesday I saw that thing, and I went home and got Eileen and says, let's go take a look at this. She says, yeah, that's it. And so he bought it and took it home and said, I don't have time to mess with it now, but tomorrow, Thursday, I'll hook it up. And I prayed, and God gave it. But how hard is it to hook up a dryer? I mean, you unhook the vent, and you unhook the wire, and you slide it out of the way, and you hook up the vent, and you hook up the wire, and you're ready to go. And of course, this one had an additional water hose to go to it, but an hour? I got it, Lord. You just sit back and relax. We can handle this. I've done it before, God. I know all about this. I got it. I'm okay. 5 or 6 hours later, a broken window, a leaking faucet, a vent tube that wasn't quite matching up, and on it went. And then God says, how are you doing down there? Without my help. Pray about everything. Even the things you think you got. God wants us to pray about everything. And maybe you got a handle on this like I don't. But too often times I'm just, you know, I got this one. No, you don't. In all thy ways acknowledge him. And he shall direct thy paths. God can take care of it better than we can. And we so oftentimes just not deliberately neglecting him, But that's, in effect, what we're doing. And pushing him aside and not acknowledging him in all of our ways. So I hope you learned the lesson better than I did. And I hope I'm learning the lesson as well.